Yo, what's going on? This is your boy, the Ace that runs the place, one half of the Royal Club Wrestling Podcast. Yes, I am back with a new episode. It's been a long time since I've done an episode, man. The last episode I did, I talked about AEW All In or something like that. So, that's the last solo episode I've done. Obviously, you know, franchise on the ones and twos. You know what I mean? He has done previous episodes and stuff like that. Y'all guys can check it out on the Royal Club. We listen to your podcast episodes at, you know, any platform, you know, where you listen to your podcast at, you can check this out. The franchise has blessed us with a couple of episodes and stuff. So, but you know, this is kind of like me coming back with another solo, because it's been a long time. A lot of things have gone on, not just, you know, personal life, but also in the professional wrestling industry. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that have gone on. And this episode, I'm just going to do a recap on some things that happened recently, my thoughts, and what I see going on forward. Recently, we just had the WWE Crown Jewel pay-per-view. One of the biggest pay-per-views in the WWE, as far as like audience-wise, I believe, because it's in Saudi Arabia. And that crowd looks like massive. You know what I mean? Like, the crowd looks massive. And like I said, we had a pretty solid pay-per-view. Like I said, I gave it about a 4 out of 5, or like 3.5 out of 5 or whatever like that. Pretty solid pay-per-view. All my predictions that I had predicted on my Instagram story was all correct. Like, I got everything right for the most part, which is pretty dope. I mean, which is, sometimes, like I said, wrestling pay-per-views and these predictions and stuff like that, you can usually get them all right, or you might get like one or two off or something like that. But you know, like I said, for me, I was surprised that I was able to get all right. We started off with, we had Sami Zayn versus JD McDonagh, just regular match, whatever like that. Sami won that. We had John Cena versus Solo Sikoa. You know, Solo Sikoa hitting him with multiple Samoan spikes to the throat, knocking, you know, defeating John Cena. And I know a lot of people are like, oh man, what does this mean for John Cena? Is this the end of John Cena? How does this tarnish the legacy of John Cena and stuff like that? And I don't think multiple losses, or, you know, not winning a singles match. I believe they said it since, not winning a singles match this year or something like that. I forgot what he said about John Cena's like recent like losing streak or whatever like that. But you can't erase what, like, 16-time champion, Royal Rumble winner, main event of WrestleMania, like, one of the greatest of all time, like, you know what I mean, like, top 10 WWE wrestling, top 10 wrestlers of all time, like, WWE. But I know a lot of people just, you know, everybody's just like, it's all WWE, everything comes back to WWE. John Cena is the greatest wrestler of all time, this period. That's like, he's one of the greats. He's in the top 10 for sure. So Solo Sikoa beating him doesn't affect his legacy at all. It's just kind of like, you know, that's like a small blemish into, like, that's like somebody throwing a rock in a pool. You know what I'm saying? Somebody throwing a rock in a lake. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't, like, John Cena's legacy is so vast and so much, and he's done so much for the business. That small little loss or something like that, you're not going to look back at that 10, 20, 30 years from now or something like that. Like, oh yeah, remember when John Cena lost to Solo Sikoa at Crown Jewel? That's not even a major pay-per-view for the WWE. That's kind of like one of the I mean, as far as like them making money and stuff like that, whatever like that, yeah, that Saudi money and everything like that, that's big time for them. You know, that overseas money. But as far as, like, you know, one of the, this wasn't like WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, you know, one of the major pay-per-views. It's just, you know, one of the side joints, whatever like that. So it doesn't really affect, like I said, it doesn't affect John Cena legacy. I say for the most of it, Solo needed this more than anything, because recently, like, Solo's been like like, Solo has been, at first when he came in, he was kind of like, let's see, he's the enforcer of the bloodline. He's the muscle and everything like that. He's the one that kind of, like, really helps clean things up for Roman Reigns when Roman Reigns needs things done. You know, meanwhile, Jimmy or whatever, Jay is doing whatever. But it's like, recently, it's like, Solo's been kind of, like, getting, like, you know, like, he's just been getting, like, kind of, like, whooped on a little bit. You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, he's not as threatening. He doesn't seem as threatening as he previously was before. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like recently, like, more, like, the more he gets, like, you know, beat down or whatever like that, or somebody, like, you know, hits him with a finisher, or somebody super kicks him or whatever, they do something to him where he messes up or whatever like that. It just seems like, it's not... It makes him seem not that dangerous. And now that he got him talking a little bit, which I don't mind that. Like, you know, Solo is going to eventually have to... His character, eventually at some point, is going to have to start talking. So we can kind of see more layers of Solo Sikoa. But it's just like him getting beat on a little bit. It's kind of like, all right, you know what I mean? Like that kind of, like, takes away from him a little bit. It kind of makes him seem less of a threat, seem less of a main eventer. You know what I mean? So I think, like, somebody like him... getting kind of like the blessing, the beat, like John Cena, the legacy of a John Cena for a Solo Sikoa, put Solo Sikoa into a better situation in the future on the main roster at WWE as far as him being a main eventer. Like I said, a lot of people look at Solo like Solo's next up. Solo could be a WWE heavyweight champion. Obviously, he could win a mid-card title. You know, he can win the United States title. He can win the IC title. He can win, you know, tag team titles. He can win, you know, North American titles. If you know, the North American title again. He could go to NXT, win the NXT title. And, you know, Solo, so on and so forth. But Solo, out of all the current members of the Bloodline, other than Roman, Solo is the future superstar of that family that could be the next main eventer, that could be the next, you know, head of the table, that can, you know, win multiple WWE championships and hold the title for maybe not as long as the Roman Reigns, but can have the title and have a good run with that. So, like I said, that it was a good match. Solo needed that. Solo needed that way more than John Cena. John Cena doesn't. If John Cena lost for the remainder of his time he wrestles, it wouldn't affect John Cena's career whatsoever. You know what I mean? He'll probably get like one or two good wins or something like that. Other than that, that's it. Yeah, Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest. I predicted Cody Rhodes is going to win this one. Damian Priest is something that Damian Priest doesn't need. Like, Damian Priest already won the tag team titles twice. Former, I think, United States champion. Former North American championship. He has the money in the bank. So, whether Damian Priest loses or wins, it doesn't affect Damian Priest's stock in the WWE anyway. You know what I'm saying? As long as you had the money in the bank, you're good. Like, he has the money in the bank, he's straight. And he has the tag team titles. So, he already has championships. He's on the hottest group in the WWE. You know what I mean? He has the money in the bank. He has tag team titles. The Judgment Day has, like, majority of, not say majority of the titles, but he got, like, gold. They have championships. You know, most heel groups, they usually end up with most of the gold, you know, at least a good amount of championships on them. So they have all the gold right now, and he has the money in the bank. So as long as Damian Priest has the money in the bank, anything that happens to him during the match, whether he wins or loses or draws, whatever like that, it doesn't affect Damian Priest's stock going forward. Damian Priest eventually one day will cash in and join. Hopefully he catches it and he catches in successfully and wins the title, maybe as a member, still as a member of Judgment Day. And we can see where that goes from there. And they give Damian Priest a pretty solid run as the WWE champion, which I believe it will be Seth's title. Like, they don't seem to have him focus on Roman's title at all, whatever like that, which I kind of like. I would like to see that, kind of see them tease, like, yeah, I might cash in on Roman or something like that, because Roman, he could get cashed in on, but, and then it could have, you know, the possibility of the Judgment Day versus the Bloodline. But you see kind of like, you know, Rhea Ripley and Paul Heyman kind of like having some sort of diplomatic understanding with each other. Like, listen, they say, I scratch my back, I scratch yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to, we're better together than divided. You know what I'm saying? And they're kind of like, all right, you know, we can roll with that. So we had that happen. Cody winning it. You know, Cody's the super baby face, still over. Like, I'm surprised that Cody, he's really, like, Cody, since coming back to WWE from AEW, has been over. Like, he's been so over since coming back. And I'm surprised that that kind of, like, that flame hasn't, like, died down a little bit. But Cody, like, Cody's dope. Like, Cody's been dope since coming back. And then also you have the him linking up with Jey Uso, him and Sammy, him and, you know, KO kind of like working together, and him and like certain, you know, certain characters, you know, some certain characters kind of like linking up or whatever like that, certain baby faces linking up on the main roster and stuff. So you got a pretty good thing going on with Cody Rhodes right now. But Cody Rhodes getting the dub at Crown Jewel. You had the Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul for the United States Championship at Crown Jewel in Saudi. I said I predicted Logan Paul was going to win. The United States Championship, out of all the championships right now, I think in WWE, like as far as like on the main roster, hasn't been given the same push as like the Intercontinental Championship. Like, but I think it's also because it's Gunther. You know what I mean? It's like Gunther is a beast. You know what I'm saying? Gunther is a talent. And he puts on great matches. You know what I'm saying? And he's well protected in the WWE, you know, as far as like his image. Like Gunther could be like Gunther could be a major player in the WWE for a long time. And then they seen a stat that they say since Gunther has been in the WWE, it was like over 1,000 something days or something like that since he's been in the WWE. It's like 1,500, 1,700 something days, whatever, since he's been there. Most of the time since he's been in WWE, he's been a champion. Like since his time in WWE, since his time being in the company, working for the company, he's been a champion. He was the longest reigning United Kingdom champion. He's been the Intercontinental champion. So, you know, and he's been 500 plus days as the IC title. So Gunther has been, you know, a champion. He's been a champion more since he's been in the WWE. This has not been much time that he hasn't had gold. So, you know, that's, you know, and you know, Gunther is like I said, is a hell of a talent. You know, is a generational talent. You put the title on Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio is the ultimate babyface in the WWE. He's been a babyface in the WWE since his whole career. Logan Paul, I figured at some point Logan Paul is going to win a title in the WWE. Logan Paul is very talented. He has the platform. He has the, you know, the mic skills. He's hella talented. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's super fucking talented. Like I said, I could have honestly seen him winning Money in the Bank. There's no way you can tell me. Like, I could have seen him winning Money in the Bank and cashing it and becoming a champion, the world heavyweight champion. Like, I could have seen that happening because, like, I'm like, Logan Paul is that. Like, he's good in the ring. Like, he's very good in the ring. He's very talented. And I think, like, yo, and like this, like I said, there's a lot of people that don't believe in him, thinking he's just using this for whatever. But I think he really, like, it's like, yo, I'm dedicated to this shit. Like, I'm about this. Like, this is something that I want to do. And I don't know why I found my lane, you know what I mean? Other than doing podcasts and doing all this other stuff like that he does. Like, yo, like, I love being a WWE superstar. So putting the title on him, this is another heel. So this is another heel with a championship. I don't think there's that many baby faces in the WWE that has titles. So this is another heel that has a title, that has the United States Championship. And I think Rey Mysterio's short time with the title didn't really do nothing for the title, but you had to put the title on somebody. You know what I'm saying? And Rey Mysterio was the perfect guy to put the title on, the perfect guy to take the title off. You know what I mean? The ultimate babyface. Logan Paul hit him with the fist, with the knockout blow. I think he had like something on his hand to knock him out. It looked like he had something on his hand to knock him out. Knocked out Rey Mysterio. Hit him with the 1-2. Also, too, during the match, saved Rey Mysterio's life, man. There was a point where Rey Mysterio did a backflip off of the rope. And it looked like he kind of mistimed it or whatever like that. And Logan Paul caught him in the midair. Caught him. Made sure he didn't break his neck and stuff like that. So, shout out to Logan Paul for having the awareness to catch Rey Mysterio like that. So, saving Rey Mysterio from a serious neck injury. So, shout out to him for that. Next match we got the Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax versus Raquel Gonzalez versus Shayna Baszler versus Zoe Starks for the women's championship. You already know I had Rhea Ripley. I had Mommy ending up on top, winning that match. But this is five really good women in the WWE. Kind of starting to feel like the women's division might be getting a little bit better in WWE. But this is like five women that are like major players in the WWE. Like Zoe Starks, a lot of people like her. Future, I think she's younger. She's like 28, 29, somewhere around there. Shayna Baszler, veteran in the game. You know, Raquel Gonzalez, you know what I'm saying? She has a bright future. Nia Jax, you know, she's capable of, women's tag team champion, Raw women's champion. And Rhea Ripley, I believe a Grand Slam champion, won them all, won all the titles, literally has won every title in the WWE women's title that they had. Knew Rhea Ripley was coming out on top of this, whatever like that, but, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, it's hard to stop Rhea Ripley at this point. Io Sky versus Bianca Belair for the WWE Women's Championship. I had Io Sky winning this. Bianca just came back. You're not going to have Bianca Belair come back from her vacation, whatever like that, from her hiatus, beating Io Sky. Io Sky done fought Charlotte. She done fought Asuka. She done fought. Like, Io Sky done had, like, her little, you know, run-ins with just, you know, some of the great, especially too, like, if you beat Charlotte, I don't care if it's Charlotte in a triple threat, four-way, one-on-one, whatever like that, if you beat Charlotte in any situation, like, to me, like, you good. Like, you know what I mean? Because Charlotte Flair is, they could easily have Charlotte win any match that they put her in. You know, that's how good Charlotte is, you know what I mean? Charlotte is going down as the greatest women's champion in WWE history. You know, there's no other that has a record or just accomplished at what Charlotte has accomplished. You know, so Charlotte's going down as one of the greatest. So for Io to kind of like beat her, to beat Asuka, to beat the likes of Asuka, to beat the likes of Charlotte Flair, to beat everybody that she's going up against, even beating Bianca Belair, I'm like, there's no way Bianca's going to come back and win her and reclaim her title. We're going to go through this long Bianca reign again or something like that until we possibly see Jade Cargill and Bianca or something like that. That's not going to happen, right? So I knew Io was going to win. I'm kind of like impressed with Io's win. I'm thinking like she's going to have a short title run. They're not going to have her title win the title for long, but she's held the title for a minute now. And I'm like, I'm glad for her. You know what I mean? I'm glad for her. Io Sky is very fucking talented. You know what I mean? She's very talented in the ring and stuff like that. Damage control. Bayley is kind of, you know, Bayley is. Me, so I'm surprised that Bayley hasn't turned on Io yet. I'm surprised that it hasn't been that like that. I'm just doing this because, like, I can't beat Bianca. So, like, the only way that I know that I can guarantee I feel like I can win the title again, I can regain the title, is if I put it on somebody like Io, who I feel like I'm way more confident I can beat than Bianca. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm thinking. Like, Bayley at some point is going to turn on her, right? So now WWE don't flip the script. They brought back Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane, Io, cool peoples. Bayley, if they remember, Bayley took out Kairi Sane. And that, like, Kairi Sane, like, left. Obviously, Kairi Sane's contract was like, oh, whatever. She was leaving, whatever like that. But it was like last time, remember, like Bayley was the one that kind of like took her out. So, you know, Bayley got this look on her face like, oh shit, like, yo, damn, like fucking Io Sky. I mean, Io, like, Kairi Sane's back. You know, her and Io cool. Yeah, how's this going to affect damage control? Bunch of other stuff like that. I kind of feel like maybe at some point it might be time for a Bayley face turn. But you could also have like Kairi Sane and Io Sky break off from them, and like Bayley can still be a heel. Bayley can still have that heel run, and Io Sky could be the face, the baby face. Now you got Io Sky being the baby face, and that Bianca. But that's the thing that kind of leaves where do you leave Bianca out of all this? Like, Bianca just came back, so where do you leave a Bianca Belair? You know what I mean? So we don't fucking know. I know eventually a lot of people want the Jade Cargill versus Bianca situation, but I don't think that's going to happen no time. So it could happen. I mean, it could happen at WrestleMania. There's plenty of time. But I don't see that happening right now, man. You know what I mean? They'll probably meet. They'll probably eventually one day on Raw, SmackDown, whatever like that. They'll meet. They'll probably meet each other. You know, had that you know look. You know, that stare down, whatever like that. Have a little quick little chat, whatever like that. But other than that, Io Sky won. Io Sky retained against Bianca Belair. She remains WWE Women's Champion. Okay, so Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Solid match between these two. This another. This show, like, Drew has lost, like, this one, Clash at the Castle, and another one. I can't remember the last one he lost. But when he feels like for the title, like, Drew has lost three. He 0-3 at these major pay-per-views for the WWE where he has not been able to get it done and not be able to, you know, win the title and stuff like that. But Seth Rollins, to me, this is no shade towards Roman Reigns or nothing like that, but Seth Rollins is, to me, the WWE. He is, even though Roman Reigns is the undisputed champion, he's the undisputed universal champion, he's the tribal chief, and he's done this and he's done that. Seth Rollins, since being the champion, which Seth Rollins deserves to be a champion, has really put on for that title. Like, you know what I'm saying? Seth at any point could have lost the title. You know what I'm saying? No. Storyline about his back. He had a bad back. This and the third. And I'm like, if that's the case, if Seth would have lost the title to somebody, if he'd have lost the title to Drew McIntyre, I'd have been like, yo, there's no shame in that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, yo, if your back is fucked up like that, you need time to rest. Who better to put the title on than, like, a Drew McIntyre? You know what I'm saying? And let Drew kind of, like, run off with it. But Seth Rollins winning the title, being a fighting champion, you know what I'm saying, that he is. He's been defending the title. He's defending the title more times than I think Roman has. In this year. Like, this year alone, I think Seth has more title defenses under his belt than Roman. And then there was the possible cash in. Damian Priest was going to cash in on Seth. You already know Seth was beat down. You know, hell of a match, brutal match. How about Drew McIntyre? Damian Priest coming down with the Senior Money in the Bank. You know, but Sami Zayn stopping him. You know, obviously Sami Zayn is, you know, on a mission to stop the Judgment Day, as he tried to with the Bloodline. Kind of worked with the Bloodline a little bit, but, you know, obviously they got Jay up out of there. But, you know, Sami is now on a mission to his rebellion to put an end to the Judgment Day, Reign of Terror in the WWE. So him stopping that, stealing the Money in the Bank from Damian Priest. You know, like I said, when do we predict, like I said, Damian Priest cashing in? I don't know, but like I said, obviously you got a year under your belt to cash in the Money in the Bank. I don't know when they're gonna have that done. Like I said, I don't know if Damian Priest is still gonna be with the Judgment Day when that happens. I don't know, like I said, we don't know how that really gonna play out. But like I said, eventually someday Damian Priest is gonna cash in and be WWE champion. But not right now. Seth Rollins is still your WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins. And last but not least, we got two of the biggest megastars in the WWE right now. We got my man LA Knight, versus Roman Reigns, the tribal chief for the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Championship. And you already know how them title matches go with Roman Reigns, man. You know, but LA Knight is a superstar. He is a babyface. He is the mega star. He is all that, man. I always been a fan of Eli Drake, LA Knight, however you want to call him, whatever. Like, I always been a fan of this dude. You know, great promos between him and Roman back and forth and stuff like that. But like I said, LA Knight has been hot. He's been red hot in the WWE since going back to LA Knight. You know what I'm saying? Since going back to LA Knight and leaving the Maximum Male Models, dropping the Max Dupri name and whatnot. Ever since he's done that, and he's been on fire ever since, man. It's just him, just as a babyface, coming out with the Stone Cold. Like I said, he's a throwback. He's a throwback from the Stone Cold Rock, the Attitude Era, to like now, to the present day. You know what I'm saying? And he has that swagger. You know what I mean? But LA Knight has always had that swagger. Eli Drake has always had that charisma and stuff like that. So I believe, like, yeah, he had, like, he reminds you of Rock, he reminds you of Stone Cold Steve Austin, but he has his own swag, you know what I'm saying? He has his own charisma and stuff like that. And I think that really brings you in. And just like I said, it reminds you of the Attitude Era. So if you was a fan of that time, you're going to be like, yo, of course, yeah, of course I love this dude, man. Like, you remind me of the times when I fell in love with wrestling. You know what I mean? So LA Knight has captured the WWE by storm. You know what I'm saying? I still ain't getting me a shirt yet. I'm still waiting on buying me some merch from WWE. It's been a long time since I bought some merch from the WWE. But speaking of, you know, top merch guys and stuff like LA Knight is one of the top merch guys, but also another top merch guy, top seller, you know, Roman Reigns retaining the title and still your WWE Universal Champion. Roman Reigns retaining the title at Crown Jewel. You say after this, obviously he's gonna take a break. I know I make jokes about Roman Reigns and his breaks. I like call him Brock Lesnar 2.0. But at the end of the day, man, who wouldn't love to have a schedule like that, bro? Like, who would not love to have a schedule like that? Like, I would love to have a schedule I could work like once every like blue moon or some shit like that and still get paid a good amount of money to live and take care of my family and do what I, man, you couldn't tell me. You could, dude. There's no way you could convince me not to, like, not take that deal. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say about me, bro. Then it's like, but also, too, like to say, it's like the absence makes the heart grow fonder. So, you know, not seeing Roman Reigns after a while and seeing all this stuff going on in the WWE and stuff like that and not having a Universal Champion there, knowing he's going to come back, whatever like that. But when he does come back, it does, you know, it does make things better and stuff like that. So maybe, like, if he was always constantly there, it'd probably be different. But also, too, you got to remember, too, during the pandemic, when he came back, he was there all the time. So he has time when he was there a lot. You know what I mean? Like, at least the pandemic, like, it was kind of, like, easier for him to be there because you at home. So you're going to be there all the time. You know what I mean? But anyway, like I said, the match was cool. You already know the stuff was going to happen. Jimmy, here comes Jimmy and stuff like that. Jimmy trying to get, you know, Jimmy interfering and all this other stuff like that. You got Spirit through the barricade and all this other stuff like that, man. You already know. It's always some sort of interference with these matches and stuff like that. And another thing, too, I saw something that I was like, it was very funny, but it's true. They said that, like it was when Jinder Mahal was a champion. So these like, so when Jinder was a champion, he had all this interference and all this stuff that would happen, whatever like that. For him to retain the title, everybody had a problem with that. But Roman would have Jimmy, Jay, Solo, you name it, would come out and help this dude retain the title, and nobody, well, people are obviously, people are gonna be upset, but there's a difference of like okay, well, with gender, well, you know, obviously people don't like gender as much as like Roman Reigns, but it's like, it's still kind of like the same concept. Like, you're the champion, you're a heel, you're not gonna win clean, you know what I mean? You're not gonna win clean. Every once in a while you might win straight clean. But most of the time, there's going to be interference. It's going to be something. There's going to be something that happens. The referee's going to get knocked down. Somebody's going to, like, something is going to fucking happen. You know what I mean? Something crazy is going to happen. That's how it always happens in the main event of these championship matches. Something has to happen. You know what I mean? For it to work, whatever like that. Because it's usually, like, Roman, you know, Roman would be at the point where he's like, oh, he about to lose. He lost. You know, or he should have lost. You know, if you look back at his title runs, there's plenty of times this dude should have lost. But it's the WWE. It's a heel. He's the heel. And shit happens like that all the time. The one time I say it happened where it was cool, when people were like cool with it because it was fun, was fucking Eddie. Eddie made it fun. Eddie made lying, cheating, and stealing fun. You know what I mean? So when Eddie was doing his thing, when he was doing his shit, it was fun. You know what I mean? You was entertained by it. But the Roman shit, it's still entertainment. It's still entertaining watching Roman Reigns get away with it and shit like that. But I understand what people talk about. But like I said, it's Jinder Mahal, y'all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like, it's Jinder Mahal, bro. No way, no how. Number one, no way Jinder Mahal should have been a champion. That's number one. And number two, Jinder Mahal. Like, you knew Jinder Mahal title run wasn't going to be that long. Jinder Mahal, you got like a 4 to 5 month window, my guy. And it's it. That's over for you, my boy. It is over for you, my guy. But anyway, like I said, like Roman Reigns retain. You already knew that was happening. Like I said, I was perfect. I was perfect for Crown Jewel, man. You know what I'm saying? Got all my picks right. I was mad that they was in Rochester that Saturday. Like, that same Saturday. And I was like, damn. I was like, damn, I would have went. But, you know, money funny right now. So, I'm not really trying to spend no unnecessary bread on some shit that don't really got, you know, that I could pass on. But I was wondering, like, damn, what superstars gonna be there? But I forgot. It was mad people. That's what I'm saying. That's how deep the WWE roster is right now. I was thinking, like, damn, who gonna be there? Nah, I thought about it. They got mad people. They got Becky still wrestling. They got New Day, the Viking Raiders. From what I seen, there's like Karrion Kross is there. New Day was there, obviously. The Viking Raiders. It was like mad people. Like it was a good amount of people. Obviously, you got Alpha Academy, shit like that. So you know what I mean? You had a good amount of people there, bro. So you got that going on, but. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for me, man. That's pretty much it for your boy, WWE Crown Jewel. We're going to talk about that little episode, little 30 minutes and some change episode real quick. I'm trying to see what's the next pay-per-view after that. Survivor Series in Chicago. Everybody's speculating if CM Punk is going to come back. Like I said, there's really no need for CM Punk to come back. Like, I don't really see the reason for him to come back. November 25th, Survivor Series, War Games. It's probably going to be Cody, Sammy, Jay, two other cats, maybe like KO and somebody else versus like Judgment Day type shit like that. Probably Judgment Day slash Bloodline or something like that. But I think there's enough because you got Dom, Damian, Finn, JD. You got to throw one more cat in there. I was going to say like Karrion Kross or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Kind of make it, like, fill it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so we got Survivor Series War Games. Then it's the NXT Deadline. Then we got Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania, and Bash in Berlin. And that's in August, my bad. So, that's a pretty solid card. You got Backlash, Night of Champions, Money in the Bank in July. Oh, yeah, so if Money in the Bank is July... Damian Priest got plenty of time. He got plenty of time to catch that bad boy. That got to be annoying, though, to be the, like, not just to be the Money in the Bank champion, to also be, like, the person that got the title. You know, like, at any point, like, this dude can cash it at any time. But it's, like, it got to be, like, annoying. But I know it's, like, it's scripted and stuff like that. But, man, I be stressed out, man. It's poor Seth, man. Poor stuff. But anyways, like, I'm out, man. This is the Ace That Runs the Place, one half of the Royal Club Wrestling Podcast. Got the franchise on the ones and twos. Check us out on all listening platforms that you listen to your podcast. Type in our Royal Club Wrestling Podcast. It'll come up and check us out on Instagram at RCW_podcast. That's the Instagram where you can check out all the latest stuff, things we post, whatever like that, our opinions and things of that nature. I do have a page, RCW_Ace. On Instagram, but probably gonna change that to get a different page, whatever like that. But that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. Like I said, this is your boy the Ace, and I'm out. Y'all be easy. Take care.